Well, after days of questions and coming under fire from some of his most loyal supporters, US President Donald Trump said that he was authorizing Attorney General Pam Bondi to seek the public release of grand jury testimony from the prosecution of Jeffrey Epstein. Earlier, I spoke to David Smith, The Guardian's Washington, D.C. bureau chief, about what this all means.
Donald Trump has bowed to pressure, particularly from his own support base. This is a crisis, a scandal that will not go away. The pressure has been mounting for several days now. This really, kicked off a couple of weeks ago when the FBI and Justice Department released a memo claiming nothing to see here, that there is no Epstein client list, nothing suspicious about his death. But that has not satisfied Trump supporters, who for years have marinated in conspiracy theories, often egged on by Trump himself, suspecting that somehow there's a cover-up for the rich and powerful, people who are associated with Epstein. They are demanding answers. I think Trump ultimately felt it was necessary to throw them a bone and release at least some information from the grand jury testimony.
So what kind of documents could we see being released here? And do you think this decision will satisfy those calling for more information about Jeffrey Epstein?
Very hard to know what is in this testimony. I suspect it will not be the smoking gun some people are hoping for. I think one of the problems here for Trump is that conspiracy theories are very hard to satisfy. Having talked to some political analysts about this all week, there really is that view that the chickens are coming home to roost for Donald Trump. He has spent years stoking not only this conspiracy theory about Epstein, but also, he got his entry into politics with birtherism, suggesting Barack Obama had been born in Kenya. He's accepted the support of QAnon, which really pushes this idea of a cabal of paedophiles worldwide. And of course, perhaps most infamously, he pushed the January 6th conspiracy about a stolen election. And now he's being eaten by his own conspiracy theories.
Yeah, because this is really an unusual fracture within the MAGA movement, isn't it?
There certainly is a view that this is really the first time in 10 years of Trump's time in politics that he's broken from his base, or rather his base has broken from him. It's not, his rivals and the Democrats. It's not the mainstream media or other critics this time. It's actually coming from within the Trump movement itself, and that's why it's so hard for him to combat this.
And President Trump has also said that he would sue the Wall Street Journal newspaper. Tell us about that, because it seems that the Epstein issue is clearly getting under Donald Trump's skin.
Yes, well, on Thursday, the Wall Street Journal published an article about a letter that Trump allegedly sent to Jeffrey Epstein, including a sketch of a naked woman. And this is a contribution to Epstein's 50th birthday back in 2003. There was a note in which Trump referred to a secret that they might share. There's been a furious response to this from Trump and the White House, denying that Trump ever wrote this letter and threatening to sue the Wall Street Journal News Corp.
He said it was fake, didn't he?
That's right, yeah. He's denouncing it. And really, he's tried so many tactics to play it down and deflect, and yet the media are still attacking it, and so are Democrats and most worryingly some of his own loyal supporters.
David Smith, The Guardian's Washington, D.C. bureau chief, 12 minutes to 9, back in a moment.